Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for coming to this year. We are approaching the double parsha of Nitzavim and Vayelech. In a little over a week, it'll be Rosh Hashanah, a week and a half until the Yom HaDin. And we have what to do. Slichos, this Motzei Shabbos. You know, not a small time of year. So this evening, Be'ezras Hashem, we'll speak about a concept in Tshuva. Where we need to speak about being a Yachid as part of a tzibur, and the more we connect to the tzibur, the more we should be zoche to receive a gemar chasim batova. And let's see what we can do. The Torah says in the beginning of the parsha atem nitzavim hayom kulchem b'vnei Hashem lekechem. So you're standing in front of the Ribono Shel Olam. Who's standing? Everyone. Rasheichem, shifteichem, zikreichem, shoteichem, kol yish Yisrael. Tavchem, nesheichem, gerachem, berachem, mechanechem, mechodev, izecha, atshoev, emecha. Meaning the most lofty nobleman to the most basic commoner. And Pasuk Yud Aleph says, we're all standing here, la'ovrecha bevris Hashem Elokecha, in order to pass, and we're going to sign up to some covenant, to some agreement, to some oath, and perhaps we would assume that the oath being referred to in this week's parsha is the one that we just came off of in last week's parsha. There was a tochecha. Essentially, if you agree to the Torah, you will agree to get reward and punishment. However, the Or HaChaim says no. Nirki kavanas Moshe bebris zehu lahachnisem ba'arvus zeh al zeh. Apparently, in the beginning of Parshas Nitzavim, argues the Or HaChaim, Klal Yisrael entered into an agreement that we would all be responsible for one another and actually be held accountable for one another's actions. Kidei sheyishtadlu kol echad ba'ad chavero le'bal yavor pi Hashem. Meaning now, as of Parshas Nitzavim, if another Jew wants to sin, that's not his problem, it's my problem. Wow. And the Or HaChaim proves it. He says, look at the end of the Parsha. What does it speak about? Hanistaris Lashem Elokeinu v'aniglos lanu harish al ha'arvus medavar kosev. Explicit in the Parsha, the Torah says that anything revealed is your problem. Anything that's nistaros that you don't know about is my problem. I mean, Hashem is essentially saying, black on white, Moshe is saying that if you know about public sin, it's your job to stop it. Aniglos is your job. Only the things that are hidden in Nistaros, that's not your problem. And we know there's a mitzvah of Tochacha, that's more of the basic mitzvah mentioned in the Parsha. But on a deeper level, the Or HaChaim is saying that we literally entered into this agreement that we subscribe to the mitzvah of Tochacha, and literally we would agree to get punished if we don't do our part in the tzibur of literally standing up for the Torah. Again, the Or HaChaim goes, and the next source on the sheet is the Gemara Masechet Shabbos and Daled Amud Beis. I know this Gemara better because of the Or HaChaim. The Or HaChaim says, this is the reason why Moshe specifies Shofteichem, Shitreichem, Shotreichem, etc. All of the heads, the Rasheichem, Shifteichem, Ziknechem, rather, Shotreichem, Kolish Yisrael, until the basic water carrier, is because everyone has their own sphere that they can control. And there's a Gemar Masechet Shabbos, which basically says you have an obligation to stop the Averos that are in your control, and you're not obligated to stop those who are out of your reach. Specifically, the Gemara lists, again, four Amoraim. It's not clear why the Gemara specifically says, take Rav Yochanan out and put Rav Yonah's son in, but it's Rav, Rav Chanina, Rav Yonah's son, and Rav Chaviva. And they say as follows, Kol mi she'efshar limchos la'anshei beiso. If you have the ability to protest to your household, velomicha nitpas alan shebeisu. So if someone in your family is sinning and it's your responsibility to speak up, so that's your responsibility. But anshe iro, if you're a big person in the town and you have the ability to speak out against a more communal issue, so you get held accountable for the towns of Eros. Yikes. Bechol ha'ulam kulo, if you're a major gadol and you have the ability to correct an international global issue, nitpas al kol ha'ulam kulo. So says the Gemara, based on your influence, that's your responsibility. Now, interestingly, in this world, it's actually pretty easy to fathom the concept of an influencer, meaning someone who can literally get up on YouTube and say, oh, by the way, this just in. Elon Musk says, like, we should all be good now, you know? Or, like, you get someone who's, like, very influential to say like stealing is bad, and like everyone, and that's like this new movement of like keeping the Ten Commandments. It would take about 10 seconds for someone who's just like a little cool to say something like actually noble, and the whole world can change rapidly, rapidly. We'll get back to that in the end of this year. But I want to just say one story that Rav Shai Schechter said from Rav Asher Weiss, because I don't want anyone to feel down on themselves. And we're going to really speak about that in a second. But we might start to think, but I failed, or I don't really have the ability to protest. And even in my own home, maybe, I don't have the reach. The Gemara says, well, at a minimum, you can reach your own home, your own immediate family. Rav Asher Weiss once met with a family with two parents whose child went very far off the derech. And this family was superb. And you would never have guessed that the product of such parents would have gone so far away from Torah and mitzvos. And they obviously had chalishas adash. They were very down. And Rav Shai Schechter has connections with not only Rav Herschel Schechter, but with Rav Asher Weiss, and I'm sure many other Torah personalities. And this couple was sitting with the great Rav Asher Weiss, one of the Gdolei Hador. And Rav Asher Weiss, sitting with this couple, just, you know, in turmoil, because let's say their son is so far gone. And Rav Asher Weiss says, there's a saying that says, the apple does not fall far from the tree. And Rav Shai Schechter is about to, like, you know, like bury himself, like, oh my gosh, this is not, you know, why I brought Rav Asher Weiss to speak and give, like, nechama to this family. Rav Asher Weiss is a gadol for a reason. Play cool, ready? Play cool, play cool. We missed you, brother. You okay? You okay? It's good to see you. How was Eretz Yisrael? Good highlights? All right, everybody. So great to see Adam. Yeah, it's already in your email box. Okay. Don't worry, Adam. We got you. Welcome back, my friend. Anyway, so Rav Asher Weiss said this line that, you know, the saying goes, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, and that was like the opposite, right? But then Rav Asher Weiss, again, he corrected, he immediately took a step back and said, but that does not apply when there are very strong winds. When there's a storm, the apples can fall very, very far from the tree. Very far from the tree. You can imagine Rav Shai Schechter taking like a deep breath. And obviously, you know, Rav Asher Weiss knew what he was talking about. So, again, the Gemara is saying you have as much influence as you have. That doesn't mean in this generation you have as much influence as we once thought we had, right? I mean, even in one's own home, right? Unfortunately, in our generation, it's not so clear how much influence we really have. However, the next point I really wanted to make was, based on that story, is that, let's look at the world for a second. So here it is, the Gemara, the Orach Chaim, the Darshaning, and this week's Parsha, Arvus. Try to make the world a better place. And you look at the world, and you see a lot of dark. You see a lot of Chalisha Zadas, whereby you might ask, oh gosh, if Arvus is a real thing, I'm not looking too good. Meaning if we think that we're actually responsible for the nature of the world right now, or the Klal Yisrael, or the community, so how many Jews are not observant, and like what do we do? What do we do? Klal Yisrael, on one level, okay, looks okay when you look at certain parts of the Jewish community, but on the other spectrum, you know, whether it's intermarriage or just, you know, who knows what? There's so many reasons to stop and give up if we were really responsible for the sins of Klal Yisrael. So the point of this year is that we're gonna certainly not come off as a depressed point, but rather ironically prove unequivocally that Klal Yisrael never fails. And as much as it seems that Klal Yisrael is on the verge of failure, that is impossible. It's not a concept in Judaism. How do you know? It's a puzzling this week's parsha. Vayiki yavou alecha kol hadvarim ha'ele. Habracha v'aklal, says the Torah, everything's going to happen. Hashem has been v'nachmashiv v'zalavecha. B'chol ha'goyim ha'shay d'yachach ha'ashem l'yachach ha'shamas. What's going to happen eventually? You'll do tshuva. And Paraglam and Pasuk Beis says, v'shavta ad Hashem l'yachacha. You're going to eventually return. V'shamata b'kol ha'kachol ha'shar nachim z'avecha. Hayom ata uva nachach b'chol ha'vachol v'nashecha. And the Torah beautifully goes on to say that Hashem will return us to Eretz Yisrael, no matter how far scattered we were, we'll be brought back to Eretz Yisrael. And the Ramban comments on this parsha, and there he says, this is referring to L'Asir Lavo. Says the Ramban, I've already mentioned in my commentary to Sefer Vayikra, Ki Parsha Azos Asida, Ki Kol Inyon Lo Hayu V'Lo Nivro Aval Heim Asidim Lihiyos. Namely, when the Geula comes, this will happen. In the future, the Torah is describing a scenario whereby all of Klal Yisrael will just get their act together. And the Rambam brings this L'Halacha. In Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Zayin Halacha Hey, the Rambam writes, Kol HaNeviim Kulam Tzivu Ala Tshuva. V'ein Yisrael Nigalin Ela B'Tshuva. So we have a problem. You can't get the Geula unless we first do Tshuva. Tshuva is a prerequisite to Geula. It's Machlokes Maseches Sanhedrin. However, so if you were to give up and say, oi, if Tshuva is a prerequisite for the Geula, that would imply that if we don't do Tshuva, there will never be a Geula. So immediately, in the same way Rav Asher Weiss didn't bat an eyelash, or the Rambam didn't bat an eyelash. He says, don't worry. V'kvar hivticha Torah shesof Yisrael lasos Tshuva. But it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's a haftacha. B'sof galusan umiyad hei nigalim. And he quotes this pasuk in our week's parsha. Parsha's Nitzavim. So what we learn from here is that guaranteed contract from Moshe Rabbeinu, Klal Yisrael will step up. And at this point, I need to talk about Klal Yisrael. Because on one level, we just said that, oh, you're responsible for the sins of the Jews. And if you look around, the Jews seemingly sin. And then you take a step back and say, how many Jews went to a Yishai Rebo concert on Sunday night, Madison Square Garden, or Monday night, whatever it was? Who here was there? Anyone here or there? 14,000 people. Now, what were they doing? Now, you have a lot of secular Israelis, you have a lot of rabbis, you have a lot of people in between. And it's a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. And besides the, let's not focus on Yishai Rebo and his lyrics and the tshuva he promotes for a second. What you cannot deny is that there's a strength of Klal Yisrael in that concert. Like, regardless, and in a similar vein, there are severe protests in the land of Israel right now. And anyway, whether we're not going to get political at all, but ultimately, whichever side of the protests you're on, you cannot deny the fact that there is a tremendous strength to numbers and to Klal Yisrael, whether you're, you know, on one side or the other side. But there is a koach there. There's a koach there. Now, again, it would be beautiful if everyone was on the same team arguing for the same thing, and maybe the Yishai Rebo concert was more of an act of geula than a protest. But ultimately, you can't deny the power of Klal Yisrael. You can't deny it. It's in Madison Square Garden. It's in Eretz Yisrael. And this Motzei Shabbos, we're going to start Slichos. And if we pay close attention, you're going to see the halachas encouraging you to get connected with clowns. Nuhagim lakum bashmoras lomar slichos. Sachanunim erosh chodesh elul ve'elach ad yom ha'kipurim. So the Shulchan Aruch following, you know, as we know, the Sephardim have this minug, is that already from Rosh Chodesh Elul, they wake up around the time of dawn to recite Slichos. Agav, when I was in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, with many, many, many members of the tribe of Klal Yisrael. Right? If you want to speak about the strength of Klal Yisrael, there we were, you know, in Cherry Crest Farms. It's an unbelievable sign. So I would imagine around 70% of people there, when I, at least the 2 weeks between when I came to school, were from Jews. So they have a schedule. Cherry Crest Farm is an amazing place to take little kids. They have all these activities, over 50 activities, whatever. My kids spend like all day there. It's an unbelievable place. On the like schedule for the day, so it was like pig races at 2, and at 2:30, mincha. That's what it said when you first walk in. When you first walk in. And there was a second mincha at 5 at the parking lot. Mika Amcha Yisrael, that Cherry Crest Farms in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, has already adapted to the needs of the Jewish community. And the Shul Lancaster, Degel Israel, God bless those people. They live there all year round. They have a mikvah. They have a shul. I made a donation. This holy Jew makes the same fundraiser. I was there 4 days. And every day between every minyan, shachar, smincha, mar, whatever. Agav, it should be noted, I left my jacket at home. I try to bleed out. I'm makbet to daven with a jacket. Lancaster, 4 kids. You know, I packed 4 kids, but I forgot my jacket. When I went to Lancaster, I saw a lot of people in the shul. I have not seen them in like many years. So, you know, I just it was funny because if you haven't seen me in like 15 years, they just saw me, I don't know, I felt a little bit judged. I felt like a little bit insecure. I should have borrowed from the Amish. Yeah. But it's funny because I felt like, oh my gosh, you know, sometimes I'll learn with an actual Gemara. Now, you know, again, I didn't do anything shady, but they saw me like wearing a polo shirt. I wear a polo shirt like 4 days a year. The 4 days a year I'm in Lancaster. So I had like my polo shirt, my Archul Gemara, and no jacket. So I realized like anyone who was like more yeshivish that like, you know, I haven't seen in 20 years just assumes I'm just like, again, nothing bad. Just like, I'm regular, you know, all of us do it that film. So that was fun. Anyway, I guess I am. What does a chasud be, just to be regular? Because that's class, right? I don't know. Just had to, you know. Anyway. So what's the idea? So you wake up. Early to say slichos. Okay. Very nice. So we started this motzei shabbos with slichos. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Va'af yachid yachol lomar osam. So you're able to say slichos as an individual, but has the halacha change? You're not allowed to say what? The yidgul min the sarachman. So right, if you end up saying slichos without a minyan. So you're not allowed to say what the yigum the sarachim. You need the tzibur, and anything that is in lashon targum in Aramaic, we don't say without a minyan. So let's take a step back for a second. The major spiritual energy, frankly, is the yigum the sarachim. So imagine saying you get to say slichos as an individual. It's like you get a gun, but there's no gunpowder. The major kishkas of slichos is the Yigum and Zarachim. So it's like, if you don't have the Tzibur, what do you have left? It's like nothing. This Motzei Shabbos, we say Slichos, and we get to scream out, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum V'chanun. What does the Gemara say about this Yigum and Slichos, or Yigum and Zarachim? Hashem guarantees that He's going to listen to that. But you can only do that if you're with the Tzibur. And who is the Tzibur you're with? Who's the Tzibur? 10 Jews. They don't need to be Daf Yomi. They don't even need to be on the Madriga of a YU polo shirt, Daf Yomi Jew. 10 Jews. You get to say the Mizrachim. And what is the Shulchan Aruch saying? Hachasu Rosh Hashanah, Lo Yispal B'yachid, Tfilas Musaf Rosh Hashanah. So let's say hypothetically, the Davin B'yachidus and Rosh Hashanah. So don't Davin Musaf early in the morning. At Acha Gimel Shal Tzayom. Why not? What's the issue with Davin early in the morning, 3 hours of the day? It says, Mishabura, the B'shlosha Shos Rishonos, Kadosh Baruch Hu Danas Olamo. Hashem is judging the world in the first 3 hours of the day. So, v'shema ya'ano bedino beyichud. Ooh. Hashem will judge you. And if you are judged as a yachid, says Mishnah Berurah, umi yitzdak. Who will come out righteous? Ava. Watch the contrast. Keshu mispal el betzibur, then you're in the category of kel kabir lo yimas. Basically, when Hashem looks at you and you're an individual, you're done. You're toast. Who can withstand the test of the Ribbono Shel Olam? But when Hashem looks at you as a member of Klal Yisrael, who can fail? Who can fail? Which means, when Hashem looks at Madison Square Garden, he's seen Klal Yisrael. When Hashem looks at a minion, he's seeing Klal Yisrael. And I remember, you know, again, cute story, you know, personally, you know, when I felt maybe a little insecure in Lancaster. Again, I was just kind of joking. I met up with a lot of good friends and I saw some great rabbanim. But when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I was very humbled. You know, when I go to TABC, people know who I am. When I live in Phelan, people know who I am. And when I was in Israel this past summer, so maybe in NCSY, people know who I was, but my wife and I both had the same reaction. It's a very humbling experience when you go to Israel because all you are is just another member of Klal Yisrael. By definition. Like everyone there is just another Jew trying to live. Trying to make it. You know, whether you're trying to make a living or just survive in the Holy Land. And my wife and I both had, one of the big takeaways we had from living in Israel for 5-6 weeks this summer was, it's very humbling because all you really feel is just like, you're just part of Klal Yisrael. When you walk to the Kotel and you're just with other thousands of Jews walking to the same Kotel, and on a Friday night, you just recognize that all you are is a member of Klal Yisrael. And when you wind up in the Cherry Crest Farm or the Degel Israel Shul in Lancaster, it's an amazing madriga to feel like you're nothing more than a member of Klal Yisrael. And in my humble opinion, the ultimate message that one should have in their mind is that there's no greater zechus to feel like you're nothing more than a member of Klai. So if you can hold your polo shirt and your kippah and join a minyan and make a minyan and say, you know what, I'm just another Joe, but I can help make a minyan, it's an amazing madrigal to be in. Because you're part of the tzibur. You're part of the tzibur. And again, I'm happy I left my jacket at home. Because you know what? It's important to feel like you're nothing more than a member of Klai Yisrael. It's an amazing madrigal to be in. It's an amazing madrigal to be in. And it says the Aruch HaShulchan on that same sif in Shulchan Aruch and Rosh Hashanah that, again, the Gemara says, don't daven alone early in the day because if Hashem judges you, you're done. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, I should have underlined it, but Sarich Zechus HaRabim. Wow, there it is. He says a black man. You need them. The Shulchan Aruch, another halacha. Tavkuf Tadi Beis. Machzir Shliach Tzibur Hatfila. We know that when the Shliach Tzibur repeats the Musaf Shmona Esrei, V'chazar Sashatz, V'token Al Seder HaBrachos HaMalchios Tashrap HaMachos. Okay, different menhagim. But we blow the shofar in the middle of Chazar Sashatz. And the Mishnah Berurah there actually brings down the minhag that they did in Y.U. back in the day. They still do in B'nai Yeshur and other kilos where they actually blow the shofar not only Chazar Sashatz, but rather they blow the shofar literally what? While everyone's davening on private Shmona Esrei. Yesh mekom moshen oagim letko kish mispalim belachash. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, aval ein linho ken lechatchila shelo leval belizbalim. The Mishnah Berurah is against that minhag happens to be, and that's certainly why the mainstream minhag Klal Yisrael is not to blow the shofar when everyone's davening musaf privately. And the question is why? Why would it be that it's something unique that we only blow the shofar during Chazar Sashatz? But we don't blow the shofar when we're davening Musaf. So the Aruch HaShulchan there in Tavkav Tzadi Beis Aleph points out, it's a very funny thing. Shofar is one mitzvah, Musaf is another mitzvah. They don't really have anything to do with each other, technically. Malchios, Zechronos, Shofros, etc. They're part of the Musaf Shmona Esrei. That doesn't mean you're supposed to blow shofar in the middle of Musaf. Where does that come from? So says the Aruch HaShulchan, V'davka b'tzibur, below Yachid. This doesn't apply to the Yachid. Only a Yachid already did the mitzvah. A Yachid blew the shofar, and then he davens. And he says, you know what? Listen, the Torah blew shofar. It says, blow shofar. So he gives a whole explanation why it makes sense. But he says it's not really appropriate to technically blow shofar in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. And in the underlined end of the Aruch HaShulchan, he writes, Amnon inyan kazehu rak l'rabim. To get away with this concept of blowing shofar in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, that's only something that the rabbim can accomplish. It's presumptuous, it's egotistical, it's inappropriate for an individual to think that he can get away with such a concept. It would be wrong for an individual to blow shofar in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Wow. So if we were to stop here, we would say there are two different things. There's a yachid, a weak, flimsy individual who has no chance when he's up against the Ribbono Shel Olam's judgment. And in contrast to the Yachid, there's the Rabbim. And you better latch onto Klal Yisrael fast, otherwise you're not going to make it. But there's an amazing reality. There's an amazing reality where we could bridge those two gaps, where the Yachid can halachically become a tzibur. What does that mean? If you're davening b'yachidus, you're b'yachidus. If you're davening b'tzibur, you're b'tzibur. The Rabbim of Chashuva, Perek Be'ez Alachavav. Even though tshuva is always geshmak, Sarasim Eyeh tshuva, that links Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is even more geshmak. Tirusha Mimatzo, seek out the Ribbono Shel Olam and it can be found. That's the Sarasim Eyeh tshuva. Says the Rabbim, Medav Amarum b'yachid. Aval b'tzibur, kol zman shos in tshuva, v'tzarkim b'alev shalem, hey nanin. Says the Rabbim, this whole kind of skula that the Sarasim Eyeh tshuva is a time where Hashem will be more accepting of your tshuva. That's only about the individual's tshuva. The Rabbim always says the Zechus HaRabbim. You want to do tshuva in November, that's wonderful. You want to do tshuva in February, that's great. March, April, May, June, July, August. The tzibur can always do tshuva. But you as an individual, you stand a better chance on the Seder Simei tshuva. Because what that means is that you as an individual take on a status of the Rabbim between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. You are the Rabbim. What does that mean you're the Rabbim? You're not the Rabbim. But apparently on some level, Hashem views you not as an individual starting this Rosh Hashanah, but as a member of Klal Yisrael. And apparently the way to do that, the way to merit Hashem's approach to you as a member of Klal Yisrael is for you to view yourself as a member of Klal Yisrael. For you to view yourself as a member of Klal Yisrael. And again, Rav Soloveitchik and Alei Tshuva has a lot to say about the different kaparas, and there's a lot of ways to explain the Rambam when you analyze the Rambam as A, talking about the tshuva of the Yachid, versus B, talking about the tshuva of the Rambam, and there are different kaparos, and the Seir Mishtaleach, do you need to do tshuva, do you not need to do tshuva? You know, the opinion of Rebbe is that Yom Kippur itself is machaber without tshuva, and maybe that's only talking about the tshuva of the Rambam as opposed to the Yachid. And again, everyone's encouraged to learn all the tshuva. He has chapters about it, we'll talk about it a little bit. But apparently, we're getting to a time of the year where even the individual can be viewed as a member of the tzibur. And our job is ourselves to want that. Because unfortunately, not every Jew is a proud Jew. A lot of non-religious Jews are very proud of their Jewish identity. But how many Frum Jews are proud to be a member of the Frum community? Unfortunately, too many times, Frum Jews say negative things about the broader Frum community. And there are stereotypes about other members of our tribe that we ourselves say. And you know what? If you're going to vacation, you see a lot of Frum Yidden, we should be excited to see other members of Klal Yisrael that we don't normally see. You see Hasidim that you don't normally see. That should be very exciting. You get to go to the Degel Israel Shul. And again, I meant to mention it before. That's why I brought this up before, by the way. I totally forgot. What was going on in the Degel Israel Shul? Sfardim already saying Slichos, because there was already, oh, that's why I brought it up. So it should be very exciting. You meet people you know, you meet people you don't know. You see Hasidim, Misnagdim, Mishivish, whatever. You see Hasidim and you see Sfardim, Ashkenazim. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And even the Rishayim says, like, more Krisus, Amr of Chanabar, Bizna Amr of Shimon Chasida, Kol Taina Shein, Miposha Yisrael, Ena Tainas. If you have a fast day and the sinners are not included in that fast day, that's not an appropriate fast day. Because wood spice was in the Ketores, the Chelbina smelled bad. It had a foul smell, yet it was included in the Ketores. So too, if we have a Tainas Tzibor, you better have the foul smelling Jews, the foul smelling spices, so to speak, in your minion. And what do we do on Yom Kippur night? Who do we invite to shul? It says the Shulchan Aruch, Taryat Aleph, Tevesh Yotes, Leil Yom Kippur, Nohagim Shom, Amar Shilach Zibur, Bishiva Shamal, Bishiva Shamata, Adas HaMakom, Adas HaKol, Anu Matirim Lispalu Im Arvayanim. So I really want to say there's a flow, beautiful flow. Starting this Motzei Shabbos, we are so grateful to any Jew who shows up to shul, whether he shows up in shorts and t-shirt, or whether he shows up in a black hat and a jacket. If you have a minion, you get to say Yom Zerachanim. And on Yom Kippur, we dafka open up our arms and our doors to the Arvayanim. So the only day a year you show up to shul is Yom Kippur, Kishmak. We welcome you with open arms because we view ourselves not as an individual. Individuals can be ranked. I'm higher than you, you're higher than me. A tzibur is one unit. You can't rank a member of a tzibur above another member of the tzibur. The tzibur is one. And it's time to start viewing ourselves as a member of the Klal Yisrael. That Tzlach was the node of Yehuda, and he has a beautiful drasha, and he says, we have a problem. If you look at the Rambam closely, the Rambam says, who gets sealed for life? Well, there's a tally. If you have more mitzvos than averos, you're good, and vice versa. And what about the Medina, if the state you live in and the country you live in, whatever, you know, it's a tally, it's a numerical tally. And the whole world is a numerical tally. So the Tzlach says an amazing Kiddush. And he says in a tshuva drasha for Shabbos tshuva, I know what's going to happen. You're going to give up. You're going to say, oi, I learned the Rambam and there's no way. I lost my playoff spot, right? So you look at the Yankees record, you give up hope. You know, you need to be more flexible to get a wild card spot. And you look at the Ribbono Shel Olam, you say, oi, or I need to make the wild card at least. My tally's not going to work. But he says the Noda Behuda. No, it's not so true. What does the Noda Behuda say? It's an unbelievable Kiddush. Let's say you have a record that's below 500. You have more averus than mitzvos. But you know what? You do a few mitzvos, and your personal record is below 500. But because of you, guess what happens? The record of your state, of your town, of your country got over 500. So what did you basically just do? you saved your country. Hashem was going to destroy your country because they were below 500. They had more averus than mitzvahs. Because of you, they had more mitzvahs. But on your own personal record, you're still batting below 500. You have more averus. Oy! It says in the Bible, Hashem can't punish you. Hashem can't punish you. Why not? You have more averus than mitzvahs, but he can't punish you. You know why? Because you're the guy who just saved the whole world. If you did the mitzvah that just tipped the scales to save the whole world, I mean, the whole world was 50-50, but your mitzvah tipped the scales to over 50-50. Now the world is a better place because of you. And you literally saved the world, but in your own personal record, you're still more averus than mitzvahs. It says that Tzlach, Hashem can't punish you. You're literally the reason the world was saved. Hashem cannot punish you. And he gives the mashal from Tanakh of Yonasan ben Shaul. What happened to Yonasan ben Shaul? Shaul made a shvua. Anyone who eats today during the war with the Plishtim is going to die. He says, even as my own son, he's going to die. Kachav, Yonah's son, tasted the honey. And he said, okay, I'm going to die. Okay, like, I didn't know. My father made an oath that anyone who takes a break from battle today is going to die. Okay, but what did Klal Yisrael say? Klal Yisrael stepped up and said, you can't hurt him. You know why? He was the general of the army. Only because of him did we win the war today. You're going to kill him? You can't kill him. He's the reason we won. Who paskin the din? The power of Klal Yisrael is very strong. They stood up to the king. They said, who do you think you are, a king? We're Klal Yisrael. And we're telling you, King Shaul, that he's the reason we survived the war. So you're not laying a finger on him. And he survived. So it too says, Anod Behuda. Think the Ribbono Shel Olam was going to kill a Russia if he saved the world? No way. If you have more averus than mitzvos, but you're the reason why the tzibur is doing better, Hashem's not going to lay a finger on you. Whoa. If you are the gabbai of a minyan, or you're someone who contributes to your tzibur, whether it's through the sisterhood, or whether it's through finances, or I don't know, who knows what, you help with the shiva minyanim, or the chevra kadisha, you do shmira. If the tzibur needs you, Hashem says, I need this guy. Because Klal Yisrael needs this guy. And our job is to attach yourself to the tzibur and not to worry too much about the tzibur. In the beginning of the year, we said, oy, Klal Yisrael's not doing so well. We're responsible for the sins of our brothers. And oy, how many sins? No. It's just the opposite. Klal Yisrael is doing just fine. They will always be fine without you. You're the one who needs them. And Rav Soloveitchik so beautifully, on page 93 in Alei Tshuva, he says, oy, how is it possible to believe that Mashiach will come every day? If Mashiach can only come if we do tshuva. Says Rav Soloveitchik so beautifully, belief in Mashiach is the same thing as believing in Klal Yisrael. We believe that Mashiach will come every day because we literally believe that Klal Yisrael can do tshuva every day. You cannot lose faith in Klal Yisrael. And to continue the flow, we know that the Arba Minim on Sukkot all represent different types of Jews. We hold our Arba Minim together because we're not looking to view individuals. We're looking to hold all members of Klal Yisrael together. We should all, Bezer Hashem, start this Motzei Shabbos with Slichos and so appreciate being a Pashut, Balabas, and a Minyan who doesn't look distinguished. You could be a woodchopper, but you get to be part of Klal Yisrael. There's no greater Zechus of that. We should all be Zoche to hold our Arba Minim tight and sit on a Sukkah tight with the members of Klal Yisrael, with our Vayanim, and smell the sweet smells of the Ketores, because they've always included all members of Klal Yisrael. All right, well, Damar.